Blog Talk Radio.
Are we on the air?
Yes, you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweet talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar.
Can I add some brown sugar with that, please?
Brown Sugar Radio is where it all happens. Now here's your host, Brown Sugar.
What's poppin', y'all? We are doing our thing this evening, and I got to let you know that tonight's topic is going to be very, very controversial as we discuss, do men cheat more than women, okay? And, you know, one of the things that I have to say that I truly enjoy the most about Blog Talk Radio is that we have the opportunity to have platforms such as this to kind of let some things off your chest and, you know, rather some personal experiences you've been through or, you know, those that you've seen others go through. Tonight's topic is going to be, do men cheat more than women? And so as we get into it and as we discuss some of the opinions of others, I even have different comments that I'd like to express on the air after kind of looking over this topic a bit and researching it. I wanted to tell you guys that how I actually got a little information, don't know if this is accurate or not, it's a poll that was taken, all right, by Durex Condoms on their site, and they had asked, do women cheat more or do men cheat more, okay? Now, the results were pointed to women cheating more. However, the source being highly questionable and the fact that it was no more specific than any other web poll means truly this could have been an unbiased poll, you know what I mean, by any stretch. However, it wasn't the poll that was so interesting to me. Instead, it was the comments from both sides concerning stories of their own regarding this particular topic on cheating, all right? So I wanted to kind of break it down a bit. Now, my guest for this evening is supposed to be relationship coach Rael, and I know that he's had some scheduling conflicts and different things come up. So if he cannot make it to the show tonight, I definitely want to have him back because I know that he's been very busy. He's a relationship coach, and he actually helps mentor couples and their relationships, and he helps to give, you know, insight that we ordinarily would not look at in a relationship. He helps to kind of give you, you know, more information and to look at it, you know, from both point of views, not just yours, but I really enjoy him. And so hopefully we will be able to get him tonight. Like I said, if not, Coach Rael, you know you're welcome to come back to Brown Sugar Radio anytime. Like I said, I know with your scheduling, you have had quite a bit of things going on, and so hopefully tonight we'll be able to catch up with you. But anyway, I got to say, what's going on? I see my listeners in the chat room that are coming through. What's up, Ed Lips, guest 5446, and the Dark Yoda. I appreciate you guys coming through tonight for Brown Sugar Radio. And, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, I don't know how many of you are just joining us, but Durex Condoms had actually did a poll indicating that women cheat more than men. So I thought this was actually kind of fascinating myself because ordinarily you hear how, you know, the man is the dog or the man is the one that, you know, is doing all the cheating, blah, blah, blah. And I said to myself, you know, it's some women that cheat too. You know, in defense for the men, I got to say that it can go both ways. It's not just men, although usually in movies, especially like in the last few that we've seen, I don't know how many of you seen the movie Obsessed, where it pointed to the man. I don't want to give away the storyline for those of you who have not seen it, but it looked like the man was the one doing the cheating, okay? They didn't have it on the woman. Then you look at Fatal Attraction, the man was the one. And then, you know, you look at, oh, there you are, Coach Rael. Yay, I'm so glad that you made it. I was hoping your schedule would not conflict with tonight's show. Please call in because you are my special guest for tonight as we discuss this topic. And so you know the show number, 646-716-8697. I'm so honored to have you on the show tonight as you help us to gain more insight on do men cheat more than women and to help couples that have experienced cheating. By all means, we want to shed some light on that tonight. I actually know quite a few couples that have gone through the cheating phase. Both of them cheated or one cheated, and they've made it. They stayed together, and they have decided that they're going to make it work and that fling was not worth it. Some were even long drawn out affairs, had babies and everything by other women or men, and they decided to stick it out. And so that in itself, to me, is miraculous when a couple can go through that type of trauma and still, you know, love one another and commit to one another and do whatever they have to do. Hi, is it Math or M-A-T-H? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for joining us tonight. I see as the listeners continue to trickle in, I just got to say thank you for tuning in tonight. And so we're waiting for our guest of the evening, Relationship Coach Rael, to call in and shed some more light. So anyway, I'm going to read a few comments that I found were quite interesting on this cheating topic. And like I said, it was Xerox Condoms ran a poll stating that women cheated more than men. Quite fascinating. Now, one thing I guess I could say is I've heard often women are slicker with cheating. Maybe men are more obvious. I don't know if that's a myth or if that's fact, but that's definitely been a comment that I've heard quite a bit. So here's a few comments during this poll that was taken from people that have either experienced cheated or actually cheated as we wait for Coach Rael to call in. All right, personal observation has told me this. I'm glad this study backs it up. In my opinion, men are more likely to lie and women are more likely to cheat on impulse. Both suck in different ways. Another comment, if you are in a relationship where one person works and the other does not, that leaves a lot of free time to get into trouble. I have found that the first sign of your girlfriend cheating on you is when she accuses you of cheating on her. All right, my friend went through this. His wife secretly ran up over $30,000 in debt on all their credit cards by funneling cash to who knows where and paying all their bills on their credit cards, amongst other things, then hiding the statements. When he found out they got into a fight, she accused him of cheating on her. Then the next day he finds out that all their friends and family have been told he's cheating on her. They separated. A couple months later, she tells him someone else will be attending their daughter's birthday party and that she thinks they should both be allowed to get into other relationships. Well, turns out she was the one cheating on him. I told him to let her do it since it's considered adultery while they're separated. That way, he doesn't have to pay her a dime other than child support. Now, that's something I want to get into. It's been mentioned many times that once a woman cheats, she will not be able to receive alimony. That's a legal issue. I'm not an attorney. By all means, each state is different. But I don't know. That's a touchy issue because I don't know if that's true or not. If anyone knows, please let me know in the chat room. All right, another comment, and then we're going to welcome our guest, Coach Rael, tonight. Relationship coach, Rael, let me get it right. I'm sure women get the chance to have affairs much easier than men, though since they don't have too much else than go to a bar with their friends wherever the man has to go up and speak to a woman. But this study is BS. All right, last comment. If you are a married man and fearful of the cheating, divorce, having everything taken away from you phenomenon, learn from others' experience and pay close attention to both of your behavior. It seems so obvious now that when she began to lie more often and started accusing me of cheating, she had begun to cheat or was leaning that way. If I paid it more attention, we might have been able to save our relationship. You get accused of stuff. You get defensive. There are arguments and stress. Then in the world of the woman of the low self-esteem, she rationalizes that you don't want to be close to her anymore, so it's justified that she fell in love with another man. That's a great one. this particular person put in parentheses, with her boyfriend. If you are unlucky enough to marry someone with esteem issues, this may be you. Unless you watch closely and communicate very well. No, it's not all about me. Many friends of mine are in this boat. Most of us don't talk openly about it with our happily married friends, so to speak, being sarcastic, I'm sure. Friends don't talk about this. And this is something that I think is really deep and personal. When you're going through marriage problems, you don't really talk about it too much. A lot of people feel that way. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and bring our guest, Coach Rael, on the air, and I want to welcome him to Brown Sugar Radio. He's a frequent listener of mine, and I just want to say thank you so much. Coach Rael, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. I'm so honored.
I truly appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man. You got a lot of different seminars and different things going on, and you got to tell us a little bit about that, because I know I had called you. You were actually in the middle of conducting something with your business. But before we get into that, I wanted to find out your response in regards to overall what the Durex condom said, that women actually cheat more than men. Have you heard that? Is that news to you, or have you heard it reversed, that men actually do more cheating?
Well, actually, it is a balance. A while ago, let's say about 10 years ago, the study was showing the scale where women were actually catching up to the men. And now it is about equal right now. I mean,
wow.
It's really, you would think, because the topic is sort of when we're talking about the topic of infidelity, the first thing we think of is male, because at that time it was the majority of males, right?
Right.
But now this is a whole new millennium, and the opportunity for women is even stronger. You know, women are working in the workforce versus back then they were at home, right? And the husband was working, the husband was coming home. And it's a lot easier for women now, because they can get off work and not come home just as well as the male too as well. By not get, you know, when he gets off of work and he stops at a place or stops at a club or say, hey, I'm going to watch the game before I come home. So that's happening too.
Right.
And
do you still believe that the workplace is the number one area for infidelity?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's
okay.
Now, but why?
Please explain that to us.
Well, even back then, studies have shown one of the main reasons as far as males are concerned was when a male didn't get what he needed, or he no longer got what he was getting. And we're not talking about sex, because having affairs doesn't necessarily mean that it's about sex. Okay.
Right. That's true.
And let's give an example of someone of a certain love language, like affirmation, telling somebody about themselves, about how you appreciate this person, how beautiful this person is. Back in the day, the reasons that we found in our research is that most men that wasn't getting at home these compliments, you're great, you're this and you're that, they were getting it from the jobs. They were getting it from the jobs. The secretary was saying, you know, great job. That was an excellent meeting. You're so intelligent.
Basically stroking his ego.
And we both have to stroke each other's ego, because this is not also about just stroking the male's ego, because there's information out there, too, about that it's just about stroking the male. It's not about just stroking the male. It's about stroking each other, because we are equally as male and female, just as emotional as women are, right?
Okay.
But males aren't, the only thing is that males aren't taught to be, I mean, males are taught not to show their emotions, right?
You're
a man, don't cry, get up, be a man, you know, those terms, right?
Right.
So if a male cries, he's what? Weak, right? I mean,
right.
That's how it comes across. So
right.
Therefore, something that you said earlier means that when there is a problem, there's no communication, right, about these certain things. So if something's happening on his part, right, then, and we're talking about emotions. So if I come to her and I tell her about why I'm hurting, but but a male shouldn't hurt, right? Because you are a man.
Right.
You shouldn't
hurt.
Both parties hurt. We're human beings. Psychologically speaking, biologically speaking, and spiritually speaking, we all have the same emotions. But we've been taught in the social society that that's just not true. But because of this new millennium, we're seeing a whole different paradigm shift, okay? And we are seeing and we are noticing that, I mean, when my clients, I have clients, and I'm not shocked anymore to hear that, well, she had an affair, right? Now, once again, we're also showing, and I don't know if you mentioned it yet, but we've also have seen where women thought, well, getting married, like into money, right? He has a lot of money. Well, the study is showing that that's just not enough because women have their own money today, right? They have their own jobs. They have their own houses. They have their own cars.
Right.
Okay? So it's not about that anymore, right? It's about getting emotionally what you're looking for. And some of us get it, and then it wears off. And when it wears off, nobody's communicating, nobody's talking about it. People are walking around hurt. And that's why I say it has nothing to do with the sex. Now, how do we get to the sex? And I'm sorry, if you wanted to ask me more questions, and I'm just...
You're doing very well. Okay. What I'd like to do, we have a few callers on the line.
Okay.
If you're calling in to just listen, please just tell me you're just listening, and I will put you back on mute, okay? However, I want to allow you the courtesy to ask Coach Rael a question if you have one, or just to give your opinion if you think it's men or women that cheat more. All right. Now, we lost one caller. Please call back. The individual that was calling, apparently it looks like a calling card that you may have been calling in on. I apologize if I took too long to grab the call. Please call back in. Those of you who are interested, the phone lines are open, 646-716-8697, all right, and you can reach myself or Coach Rael tonight. Okay, I'm going to pick up 416. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio and Coach Rael. Who's calling?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. And who do I have on the air?
Oh, a cheater.
Okay, you're a cheater. Do you have a question, or do you believe men or women cheat? Which one cheats more?
I think it really depends on how much you love the person or how much you are in love with each other. And, you know, if there's an ulterior motive, sometimes, I mean, you know, in this day, women have, you know, stood up and they're so liberal and they think that their sexuality can be, like, thrown around, like, you know, it's normal, you know, like Sex in the City and this, you know. It's precious to stay very well thought through when it comes to having sex. And there is always some reason that a woman would do that. She would not just go out and just screw around. You know, like she is not in love, for one.
Okay.
Or, you know, she really, you know, is trying to prove a point that she can, you know, sort of manifest the man to be somebody that would deserve her to have to go off and, you know, find somebody else. But, you know, if she, like, actually fools around, she's not really in love with that man. She's just really there, so she needs to be even more sneaky about it. Because, you know, a woman can never be seen as a, you know, a sleaze. I mean, it's like horrible, right?
Right. Now, you said earlier that you were, a cheater. So obviously you have cheated in a relationship. Is that what you're indicating to us? I want to make sure I'm clear.
Yeah. I would go from like one relationship into the next, but it was usually one was on their way out. You know,
okay.
But I was like, you know, I still didn't want to be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? That was codependency. That was like, you know, filling in the blank because I never wanted to be alone. So a lot of the time women do that too, you know, until they can find somebody to replace their man. Well, a lot of the time men, they go and find it elsewhere because the woman has decided that she's not really interested in having sex anymore. And to keep his sort of, you know, his mojo up, you know, he thinks that, you know, that he's, you know, giving himself, you know, that moment of encouragement by finding any woman, you know, usually drunk or paid for or, you know, involved with, but, you know, as an ulterior motive to get out of the other relationship, like sort of to get her back. But with men, I think that they really have a heart for the woman that they start with. And I think that the relationship just kind of slips away, and then it's sort of like, you know, sort of, I guess, blackmail or, you know, a payback, you know, most of the time. But if there is any fooling around, you can't really think that there is love in that relationship unless, you know that there is a reason, because the other party or the other, you know, the other person, the other cheater is, you know, aware that they, you know, have been discovered and that they can justify it this way and that, but it's up to the other person to say, well, this hurt me. So if you just fluff it off because you were in a relationship with somebody, but you can just say, well, it was just for kicks or, you know, it was because I was drunk. I mean, there's no justifying if the person finds out and then you find yourself in the same situation. It's because you have manifested because you're guilty.
Right.
You know, then you actually call it upon yourself to have the same thing happen to see if you really love that person or not.
So you're saying that you believe cheating has a little bit to do with true love or not. You're saying they really didn't love the person to begin with. And I appreciate your thoughts on that because I actually had a listener tell me that, and hopefully, I hope he calls in tonight. On his show, he was expressing how a man can still love a woman, and Coach Bryce let me know this. Let me know if this, you know, is the same thing with you. But is it true that a man can be in love with a woman, but because he's not getting everything he desires from that woman, that he could still cheat?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A woman or a man could still, because it's not about the sex. It's not about because you're not. It's about how that person is making you feel. And when somebody is making you feel that, somebody's making you feel a way that you're no longer getting when you used to get it, right?
Right.
You still love the person. You want things. You want things to work. So people don't just leave. They go out and do things. Now, some people choose to have company amongst someone, and it leads to sex because it's basically you don't want to be around somebody who's not making you feel loved. Everybody wants to feel loved. Maslow's laws, the hierarchy. Everybody has a need to belong, and everybody wants to feel loved. No one wants to be in a relationship and they don't feel loved. But when they know that they love that person, and if they can do any and everything to try to make it work, and yet some people don't do the right thing by saying, well, let's go get help, let's have counseling. They go out, and yes, they do something else, but it's not that they're going out to have sex that's going to make them feel good. They want to be around someone that's going to appreciate them. And a woman is going to do it for somebody to feel desired, you know. So, and look, there's when people have an affair, once again, when you hear the statement, there is no excuse. You're exactly right. There is no excuse, but it is a reason. It's always a reason. And when that reason happens, most people don't discover what the reason is before they go out and actually do it. But some people actually get help when it's disclosed, when it's out there, right? So they discover within that help what the problem was, and then it's up to them to make the decision whether they want to continue this relationship, right? If something is going to change, if somebody's going to alter for the sake of the relationship, not alter for the sake of themselves, meaning change, right?
Right.
But to make a change for the relationship. And if one person decides that's not what I'm going to do, then they break up. But some people stick in and discover, because that is the key, is to discover why it happened. But people will still be true love, not the in love stage, because, you know, there's a difference between the in love and the true love. So people will truly stay loving each other, but that is the problem. Now, on both parties, somebody's just looking for company sometimes, right?
Okay.
And being with another person that's giving you that company, that laughter that you used to have, right?
Right.
Because you got couples that used to be so happy. Now he or she comes home, brings the work home, right? There's no more laughter. There's just let's eat, go to bed, the same old routine, not going out, not having dates, not doing things that maybe she's seen that her friends, her friend couples are doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or his friend couples are doing. She never wants to go anyplace. He never wants to go anyplace, right?
Right.
So when you meet,
I was going to say, you're absolutely right. How do they, you know, when they're going through that stage, how do they get past that? But hold the thought real quick. The phone lines are blowing up. I'd like to grab some of these callers, Coach Rael, while we have them. Live 416, I want to say thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your comments. Let me go ahead and grab this 214. Now, like I mentioned earlier, if you're calling just to listen to the show, please let me know, and what I will do is go ahead and put you back on mute, okay? Otherwise, let us know your thoughts. Okay, 214, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
Hey, Brown Sugar, this is Wise Slave. How are you doing?
Hey, Wise, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Doctor?
Oh, great, great. How are you?
I'm fine. I didn't want to mispronounce your name because I'm bad with mispronouncing people's names.
Oh, Rael. Rael.
Rael, okay.
Okay.
Don't feel bad. It took me a minute to get it, too.
Now, I used to be a romance specialist and matchmaker for 5 years.
Okay.
And one of the things I discovered, and I have to disagree with you on one point, Doctor.
Okay.
Because you said that most people don't know why they're cheating. What I found, because, you know, we set up profiles, we interviewed people, is that a lot of them were fully aware of why they were cheating. And when I say cheating, there's two different types of cheating, because most people just focus on one aspect of cheating, which is the physical part. But there's emotional or mental cheating, whichever term you choose to use, which can be far worse. You're with someone, and they haven't physically touched this other person, but they formed a mental bond, a spiritual bond with
that person. That's what I was leading to when I said how it starts. When you want to have company with other people, it starts from emotional affair leading to the sexual affair.
Yeah, and sometimes it doesn't even go there. Sometimes that person will just happily keep that, you know, that emotion with them and not even act on it, not even tell the other person.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Some people start off with just emotions and catch themselves and probably realize and discover once again what the problem is before it actually happened.
Correct.
Because, and let me correct myself if I met people, if I came across as you have no idea why you're going out. Well, yes, people have an idea because that's why they're going out, because they will tell their girlfriends. When I said he doesn't want to go out, He doesn't want to do anything. He doesn't want a homie. He's not affectionate. He's not all of these things. Now what we do is we actually try to tell each other. We try to communicate it in other ways, through a joke, maybe through an argument, maybe through, you know, you never want to come to bed with me, you just sit here and watch television. So we're trying to communicate in that way. And
right.
When the person is not getting it, then you say, hey, I tried. But that's, you know, it could be a better way as far as either seeking help and having a third party.
Yeah, insecurities play a huge role in all of this. That's why a lot of people say people that have been in long-term, lived together relationships or marriages, they're not sexually active as much as single people. Because, for one, you have problems, you have issues. And, you know, if you're arguing with somebody once or twice a week, sometimes you don't want to touch them. Sometimes, you know, the sex, when you have sex, can still be good, but that becomes few and far between because of the other issues involved. And like it or not, insecurities are going to play a huge role in that. A lot of women, after they give birth or they've had two or three kids, they don't have the same body that they used to have. Or if you've been married to this lady for 20 years or 10 years, she don't have the same body she had when she was 20, now that she's 35. And, you know, people cater to that society's image of what a man or a woman should look like.
Exactly.
And
I totally agree.
Right. Real quick, I want you guys to hold that thought because I have a caller that's been holding. Miss Vanity's on the air, and she wanted to chime in. I'm going to go ahead and pick her off the switchboard here. All right, 570. Miss Vanity, you there? Uh-oh, hold on one second. Let me try to see.
Hello?
Miss Vanity?
Okay,
yes, we got
you. How you doing?
We're doing good. Thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you for waiting patiently. I see you in the chat room like, pick me up, sugar, pick me up.
You're welcome, hon. I have
okay.
Actually, I have my own show on here as well, but I'm talking about the economy.
Okay.
But I'm joining the conversation kind of late, and I heard a lot of interesting topics now, and I just heard someone mention something about women after they have children, their body change. I'm not sure who
right.
mentioned that.
Yes.
That is why slaves. Yes.
I have to disagree with that, honey. I'm 30 years old. Hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay. I'm 30 years old. I'm a model, and I have a child. And my body is gorgeous. I think my
okay,
body is the best.
Keep in mind what you just said. You're a model. So
okay.
You're taking better care of your body. Not that
I'm
these
not
other
really
women
taking
are
care
not
of my
taking
body.
Care
no,
of
I'm
their
not
body.
Taking care of my body. I'm not taking care of my body. I'm lazy. I watch television. But I think it's basically the skin
you got
of
good
how.
Your genes, in other words.
Yeah, my genes. I think it's genetic.
You have good genetics.
Let me comment on that. What I think maybe what he's saying is, yes, women are visual, and men are visual, and I think because of the society of telling us what is beautiful, and what looks good, I
right.
think us males aren't really. We don't have that much knowledge to understand what life is. And what I mean by the knowledge is our fathers aren't talking to us and our fathers aren't telling us what's going to change when these things happen, right? And I think some men, you know, they go out and they look for just their wants. And that means you're just beautiful, you have a wonderful body, and you're really not meeting my non-negotiable requirements or needs, but you are meeting my wants. And therefore, you have a wonderful body, you're beautiful, I can take you everywhere and show you off. But as soon as you have a child, they're not aware of the biological change in the physical body when you have a child, right?
I disagree with that. I disagree with that because I feel as though if you love someone, you love them. If you're with
see,
them, you're with
you
them.
Think, though, but that's what you think. I'm sharing to you how men react
okay.
visually when they're looking at women. When if a woman's body is different after having a
what
child.
What about a guy's body changes?
Oh, I agree 100% with that too as well because
I mean, do we have to do we have to sit back and settle for less because he's working or
no,
he bringing home the money?
No, you don't.
It's not fair.
And you know, that's a great scenario too, what you said, because That's
I just
want to
cut you off real quick because it seems like Brown Sugar has a lot of people coming on, and I just want to basically answer her question for the topic today. And hello?
Yes, you're there.
She asked a lot of interesting questions, and I basically just want to go back to her topic. And I feel like, in a way, her topic is very important because I feel as though, yes, a lot of men in general, black, white, orange, green, do cheat more than women.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of men feel like they should cheat in
okay.
a way.
Right.
And I feel like it's unfair
okay.
for men in general to have that persona. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Why should you guys cheat? Because you guys have something between your legs? Or you're
okay.
bringing
it's
home
vanity.
Or because, well, I'm not finished, because you're bringing home the money? No. But if a woman cheats, you guys look at us as whores.
Well, that's not the reason why men cheat, though.
No,
that's
it's not.
That's just not
I
the reason.
I think right now today with the computer and a lot of stuff going on, a lot of it's easier for people to cheat, plain and simple. Look
more,
at my state.
Yeah, course, for men and women. But you got to look at.
Hold on real quick. I want to shout out the listeners that are in the chat room real fast. Hold your thoughts because I see them coming in and out. Please, if you want to join us, you can get at us at 646-716-8697. We have guests 5446, 5885, JGM Radio, Marcus L. Boston. I see Miss Vanity who's on the line. Coach Rael is actually in our chat room. Sister, Angel Eyes, Wise Slaves, and the Dark Yoda, and Ed Lips. You guys are all welcome to join us. I see there's a lot of comments and things going on actually in the chat room. And then also, too, the phone line is filling up. So I want to say this is a hot, juicy topic. And definitely, please share with us your thoughts on this controversial issue, okay? All right. Go ahead, Coach Rael. You were getting ready to speak. I apologize for interrupting you, but I just did not want to forget to acknowledge my listeners in the chat room.
Oh, no. I just wanted to finish the other statement as far as males being visual. And it's not right when a woman have a child and your body structure change.
Mm-hmm.
I think males lose their hair, they get beer bellies as well, and expect for the woman to accept him.
Right, it goes both ways, absolutely.
It goes both ways, and that is what happens sometimes, too, on both ends, when mm-hmm. it's all about the physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of studies that really show that now they had a couple that was overweight or whatever and had the person to just get in somewhat of shape or to see that they were getting in shape. And their whole marriage totally changed of how they viewed each other. But then what they discovered was that they really loved each other for 50,000 other reasons than their physical shape, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that, and certainly that's a very good point. Thank you so much, Slave Wise and Miss Vanity, for calling in. I appreciate your thoughts. I do got to grab some other callers here, but very valid, and I'm glad to get it from a female and a male's perspective. So absolutely.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Wait, Brown Sugar.
Uh-oh. Hold on a minute. I just hit the mute button. Hold on, baby. Let me try to see if I can grab you back. Okay. Wise Slave, go ahead real quick because I got to grab this other caller.
Okay, real quick. I just want to respond to something that Vanity said.
Okay.
And the doctor, he pointed out clearly, you know, some women genetics, yes. Hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay. Some women, after they have baby, yes, they still have a nice shape, but that's not the norm. Most women, you know, they will gain some weight, they will have stretch marks. A lot of women don't feel comfortable in their own skin. Now, she said she's a model. Great. I salute you that you're 30 years old and you still have a career in modeling. You're over the age to where most women can comfortably make money, you know, in that mm-hmm. industry. Now, I took a look at your profile. You know, you said you're discussing the economy, which is great, but I'm looking at the, you know, you're saying you're discussing family values, foods, teens, religion, teens, but you have a half-naked picture on your site. No disrespect to you at all, if that's the kind of image you want to put out there. However, that's the kind of image that leads people to what you were saying. People find it easier to cheat on computers when a man or sees that if a woman sees a half-naked woman on a profile, they're not going to think, hey, I respect this lady. They're going to think, hey, she looks easy. She's half-naked. Let me see if I can have sex with her. Those are the kind of images that will come back and haunt you. You see a lot of these models and stuff like that that have taken pictures like you have on your profile, Miss Vanity, and later in life it comes back to haunt you. But if that's the kind of modeling you feel comfortable doing, you shouldn't question why people or men are approaching women in a negative content, why men are chasing after these women on the Internet, because women on the Internet are posting pictures like this, advertising their bodies. And no matter how much positive stuff you're putting out there, these negative images that you're putting out there of yourself that nobody else is putting out there but you will outweigh any positive things that you're doing, especially if you're targeting, you know, as your profile says, teens, dating, organic living, money, jobs, yet you have a profile and you're half naked. You can't even see if you have on any panties.
Lord help us. All right, thank you so much. I appreciate your
wow. So before anybody makes a statement like that, I'm just saying in conclusion, you have to consider what you're putting out there because it makes you part of the problem.
You didn't already critique my picture, so look. And I told him, I said, you go to my MySpace page because you was in the chair room and you said you said I look like Wendy Williams, and I was like, okay, is that a compliment or is that a diss?
I love Wendy. But Mrs. Brown Sugar, you are a beautiful woman. You're intelligent.
I appreciate that.
Vanity is an intelligent woman also. She's very intelligent, but she really needs to consider these images that she's putting out there of herself.
Right.
Because there's a fine line between tasteful modeling and stuff that you see in the back of these rap magazines. And the image that she has on her profile, again, it's not tasteful. It's one of those images you expect in one of these rap magazines. I mean, she's not naked, but look at the picture. She's revealing a whole lot of skin.
I appreciate your comment, baby. Okay, I got to grab this other caller real quick. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and we'll meet you back in the chat room.
Thanks, man.
All right.
What's your name again?
Sucks. They done hung up. Oh, 609, please call back. I was trying to get to you. I definitely wanted to take the opportunity to gain your opinion. Also, the calling card, I see you keep calling in and out and hanging up. I promise I will grab you. I may have to interrupt you guys if I see that calling card again and just kind of stop because I think they don't want to use up all their minutes or whatever, and I respect that. Shucks, I've lost some callers here. Please call back in 646-716-8697. 646-716-8697 is the show's call-in number, okay? And certainly what I'd like to do at this time is take a quick commercial break. Miss Vanity, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate your time and your effort on the show for supporting Brown Sugar Radio tonight. And what I'm going to do in her defense, because I know she has some things in the chat room, she's saying, I will bring you back on live if you want to call in probably within the next 20 minutes or so. Just hang tight, okay, because I know you have some words for Wise Slave here. All right, y'all keep it locked, and we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
All right.
What's poppin'? This is AK Billionaire from Do or Die. We chillin' with my girl, Brown Sugar, on the liveest show on the Internet, Brown Sugar Radio. Holla back. Chat.
Who's Mike Spielberg?
Who? Mike Spielberg? I don't know who that is.
Spike who?
Mike Spielberg. I have no idea who that is. Can you tell me?
Spike Spielberg is bringing Hollywood to the Queen City.
Y'all know y'all heard of him. What are you acting like y'all know him? You better know him. You better know. You better recognize.
You can check out Spike Spielberg live from the director's chair weeknights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. www.blogtalkradio.com/skeebofilms. SKEEBOFILMS. Or log on to www.spikespielberg.com for more information.
Yo, yo, what up, y'all? This your boy Jason Little on Brown Sugar Radio. Yeah! Brown Sugar. how you doing? Just let me know how you feel. If you need me to come through, babe, take care of all your needs. Just let me know, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah.
I stand here knowing that my story is part of the larger American story, that I owe a debt to all of those who came before me, and that in no other country on earth is my story even possible.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio, their affiliates, or their advertisers. They will be merely the opinions of the Lobologist and his guest. I'm in no way saying I have all the solutions to the problems that ail us in life or in love. But I'll provide a foundation so that you'll be able to utilize the information I give you and build something that's productive, either right now or in the future.
This is the Lobologist. Tune in every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lobologistlive.com, where Sunday night and relationship advice will never be the same again.
Yo, this is Yin Yang Twins, and you know we're putting it down with Brown Sugar on Brown Sugar Radio. Like, drop that motherfucker.
All right, and so we are back, and I want to say thank you so much. I do see that you guys have called back in. I also seen a 613, was it, on the air? Please call back in. Tell us your views. I will grab you. I promise I'll take you off the air. We're back with Coach Rael, and thank you so much for being our special guest. I can't even talk. Our special guest tonight on relationships. Let me grab this 619 because they've been calling back and forth. It's driving me crazy here. 609, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling? 609? There you are. Who's calling?
What's good? This Gemini guy.
Hey, Gemini, I'm so sorry I had you waiting so long. I said, oh, please call back in. Please. I lost several callers. Thank you for calling back. What are your thoughts on tonight's topic?
Well, you know, I'm new to Blog Talk Radio, but I'm not new to all of these topics that are being covered. And I found this one quite interesting. Reason being, let me see, do men cheat more than women? Traditionally, one would say yes. Nowadays, I say no. You want to ask me why?
Okay.
The reason why I say no is because women have, the face of women have changed. When I say that, I mean women have reversed their roles. They're becoming more like men in terms of aggression. Men are typically more aggressive than women in approaching the opposite sex. The roles are reversed, and that's because we have information technology. We have all of these shows, all these visuals, all of these messages telling women that, you know, you can be just like a man in whatever,
okay,
whatever you do. But that's not the case. Women should – check this out. Men get away with – women let them get away with. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. I absolutely do. You know that old saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything?
Yes.
So I believe that as a woman and a man, because there's some women that play the men too now. You know, we're going to make sure we double it up here and talk about both sides of the fence. But definitely, I agree with that 100%.
Men are stupid. We get caught more than women do. Women got game. Women create a game. They're slicker than men. Here's the thing. Women cheat just as much as men do. They just don't get caught. Their game is much more sharper than men. It's always have been like that. It's going to be like that till the end of time because y'all create a game. You laugh.
Okay.
You laugh. That's real talk.
But you know what? I hear that all the time, and I mentioned that at the beginning of the show, how I felt like men get caught more. Maybe that's why they think men cheat more. It's just that they just get caught more. Women are a little bit more slicker with it.
is what I've been told. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And then, you know, the reason why men slip up is because we are aggressive by nature. When you tend to be aggressive, just like in you play football, the aggressive defense, if you keep being aggressive, you're going to get burned. And that's what men do. We get caught more often. Women are much – you guys are like oil. You're slick as hell. You guys are – man, I'm learning from you guys. You know what I mean?
Right. Uh-oh, look.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, okay, okay. You learning from the women, huh?
Let me tell you.
Wow.
Let me tell you a story. One time, right, this woman told me. She said – you know, I talk to women a lot. They tell me a lot. She said,
okay.
You know, he was, you know, he was cheating, so I wanted to get back at him. I said, how was you going to do that? He kept a tight leash on her. She was like, yeah, you know, I tell him I'm going shopping for some food, and, you know, I just make sure I buy nothing that's, you know, going to get spoiled, like milk or something. I just go out and get eggs, and I get a whole bunch of stuff that won't go bad. Well, eggs will go bad. Things that won't go bad. She went out and bought. She went out and cheated, came back with the groceries. But she did. She only spent like a fraction of her time buying groceries. The other fraction of her time, she was getting it on with Jeffrey.
Okay?
And I said to myself, wow, she brought back home groceries. See, men stupid. What we do,
okay.
We give y'all excuses.
Oh, it's funny.
We don't have no basis to. You know what I mean? We
right.
give y'all open-ended lies like we was over Tony house, stuff y'all can't verify.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If we smart,
right.
we would give y'all stuff y'all could verify.
Yeah.
Oh,
anytime a man
funny.
Lies to you and he give you something he can't verify,
uh-huh.
he lying. He lying. You say, well, let's call
right.
Jeff. Let's call Kenny right now and see if he was
yeah.
at his house. He'd be like, Kenny stepped out.
Women know how to cover their track better, huh?
Well, the thing is, too, is that males are just not good liars. And their body language shows as well, and we're just not good liars, and that's what happens. And you see it
right.
comes up. You know,
he's like, look, okay, just keep it real.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Gemini, for calling in. I do see
Gemini.
Some more calls here on the line. I'd like to grab. And then we're going to end the show shortly because I need to let you know my show announcements. And then we're going to have Miss Vanity regain her title back on the air here. I don't want anyone to feel disrespected. And by the way, Y-Slave did say that he did not mean to disrespect you at all, okay? But if anyone feels offended or attacked on Brown Sugar Radio, by all means, I want to allow you the opportunity to voice your opinion, okay? So I see you there holding Miss Vanity. Let me grab a couple of more callers, and we'll bring you live. 870, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling? 870?
Is that me?
That's you. What's up, PB?
Okay, I was just calling to listen. So don't be – look, I'm taking a night off. Look, don't be bringing me live. I'm just calling to listen. Don't be bringing me live. I'm listening.
Okay. I didn't know if you had an opinion or not. I know if you know, do you believe men or women cheat more? So, all right.
You
well, just hit me up.
Already know how I feel about this. So I don't even got to
– Well, tell our listeners. We have plenty of listeners in the chat room. What's your thoughts?
Please,
by the way, for those of y'all who don't know, this is my regular co-host, PB. You know I got to put him on blast here. So,
y'all already know. I mean, the people already know that women cheat more than men do. Y'all just slicker with it. Y'all don't get caught. So, I mean, I don't even got to say too much about that. I'm just dumb with that. Like, y'all already know. Y'all slick with y'all. I get y'all that.
Okay. All right. So, another one that says women more than men. All right.
Hey, y'all know that, too. You know that, too. Come on. We're playing. Sugar. You know. Told me
hey,
out
I don't have the
and we have to say that the opportunity is even greater. You see, us males, we still have to go through the rap game, and it's
mm-hmm.
not as
mm-hmm.
difficult for a woman because, one, even when we talk about who makes the first move as a male and a female, the woman actually makes the first move the minute she walks into a place. Because
okay.
if she's single, she will show body language
mm-hmm.
just right off the way she sits, the way she touches, the way she rubs her hair, the way she
what?
Looks. And she's sending off. That's what I'm on right now. I'm on tour
uh-huh.
teaching body language. And
okay.
she actually makes the first move. And
mm-hmm.
us men, Mm-hmm. In our subconscious, because we're not conscious when we detect this, right?
Okay.
And so we detect the move, but we're not conscious of it. Unless people are conscious and understand and know how to read body language, you mm-hmm. will know when and it will scare you when you see
okay.
it. And so, so saying that is that she'll be the first person to draw a person in. Now, biologically speaking and spiritually speaking, that's an innate instinct in woman. Why? Because women have to lure men in, right? To
okay.
Because also women, the whole, well, this whole boyfriend, girlfriend, this whole husband-wife thing, it's for one major, main, important purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that is to procreate, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we have to replace the people who are dying. So it's called zero population. If you have a couple, you pretty much have to have three babies to replace you, to replace the husband, and then the third baby is what you're contributing to the society, right?
Mm-hmm.
If not, it's still called zero population because all they're doing is replacing you. Now,
right.
The bottom line is a woman has to do that to lure the man in, but the male also has a job as well to be the aggressor to have the sex, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line for that is basically to keep human beings on the earth. That's something that's just, I mean, if you really want to get pissed off about that, you have to blame someone else, and I think that's the creator. But I'm not saying it's a blame, right? It's
right.
something to understand why we do what we do biologically mm-hmm. on the science part of relationships and why people have an affair as well. So
mm-hmm.
now you have this guy or you have this woman that's
uh-huh.
not doing good in their marriage, in their relationship, right? And then you have other components that will draw us together. The bad thing about it and the negative thing about it is you're vulnerable at this moment because there are chemicals and body language that's going on between the male and the female. So, for instance, let's talk about a female's chemical. I mean, I'm not going to talk about oxytocin today.
Right.
But I want to talk about something that a woman gives off that she releases when she is ovulating.
Okay.
Right? Now there's a certain chemical when she's ovulating, a male smells that chemical.
Is that those pheromones or whatever that stuff they be trying to sell at all them little sex shows?
Well, actually, it is a pheromone, but it's a natural pheromone that is in a woman. And a guy, he's not conscious that he's mm-hmm. smelling that. All he knows is that I'm attracted to this woman at this moment.
Right, it's not a physical thing. It's more of a, like, human nature thing, like
a human nature thing. It's an innate thing, exactly. It's an innate
wow.
thing.
That's
why that's sometimes
crazy.
When women say, you know,
mm-hmm.
we had sex and he didn't call me back, or
yeah.
he's not interested in me, now that he got
uh-huh.
it, well, it's a great possibility that now he got it. He's not, because he's not even aware why until later, because he may wake up and go, man, why did I do that?
Don't even understand it.
Yeah,
okay, well,
not the type of woman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That I'm interested
caught up in the moment. Caught up.
Caught up in that moment.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Ms. Vanity now go ahead and take the floor here. I know she's had some words. She was a little offended. For those of you who are just joining us, Y-Slave had some interesting words that he said about women as far as the way they look and how a man treats them, okay? And so in her defense, like I said, I don't want anyone to feel dogged on Brown Sugar Radio. I want for her to speak on some of the comments that White Slave made. And by all means, he did say he did not mean them to be painful or hurtful. But however, some of his words were very strong, so I could see how someone could take offense to that.
All right, so Miss Vanity, if you'd like to go ahead for a few, the last few minutes of the show.
That it wasn't me.
Okay, how you doing? I'm back.
Okay,
you know what, Brown Sugar, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you right now like I'm just talking to you as
okay,
a woman.
Okay, all right.
And
all right.
In the industry as a model, I'm glad Wise did bring that up. And basically,
okay.
I feel like he did disrespect me. And it's
okay.
good that he did disrespect me on your show because this is
okay.
very important to the people that's listening.
Right.
As a model, 30 years old, looking the way I do look, a lot of people do prejudge me. Now,
okay.
for his words, I took it basically as this. He mentioned my organic stuff. I am very an organic person. And
mm-hmm.
I make organic products, and I'm a photographer. I am a model, and I'm highly educated. So just because I have all those qualities, you're telling me I can't show half of my naked body that I'm proud of?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, he's just looking at me and judging me. You don't know me. Just
right.
because I have a little bit of cleavage showing doesn't
mm-hmm.
mean I'm a slut or I'm taken away from other people's boyfriends.
Right,
on my
right.
space. I have that profile basically as me as a model. And
okay.
that's what I need to do. There's a lot of actors
right.
and actresses or people in the industry. Look at
mm-hmm.
Ciara. Look at Beyonce. She's gorgeous. She's
right,
not a
absolutely.
Slut. She's showing half her cleavage. She's naked.
Right.
I mean,
it's
so you're
tasteful.
Telling me just
there's
because
a,
she looks
a tasteful
that,
way.
Yeah,
to
in
do
a tasteful
it, right.
way. So you tell me just because she looks like that, she's showing half her body, she shouldn't have opinion to talk about relationships. Are you kidding me? We are the
right.
main people you need to talk to because we will give you positive advice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wise, I'm going to tell you a little something about me and who I am, okay? I am engaged happily for 6 years. Okay, I never
okay.
had a guy cheat on me, but I have six sisters, and I have heard a lot of things about how guys cheat and how the relationship is. But I am very happy, and I still have my man. Thank you very much with my naked ass. Oh, excuse me,
okay.
I'm sorry, no cursing.
Girl, you
with my naked body. Okay, so I feel like, and
right.
then I looked at your profile. Now, is it fair for me, Wise, to look at you and hear your voice? Because I don't know you, but you sound like you might be on the other fence. Now, is it fair for me to say, oh, you shouldn't talk about relationships, straight relationships, or why women or men cheat because you sound a certain way? That wouldn't be fair for me to say that, but that's going to be a different topic. I'm not going to talk about that right now on Brown Sugar Joe. Okay, but thank you so much.
Ms. Vanity. Okay. All right,
thank you so much. You are so kind for giving me the chance to express my opinion on his thoughts on me. So don't judge
oh,
me,
absolutely.
Wise, okay? Try to get to know me first, honey. I'm a very nice person, all right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh,
Bronson, all right.
I wanted to mention that chemical's name, too. It's called Copelance. That's in water.
Really?
It's called Copelance.
Oh, wow.
So when she's
now, is there a hormone that a man projects, you know, that a woman is attracted to, or is the woman the only one that has arousal?
There's another one, too. A recent study has shown where that you actually do smell this. A woman actually smells a male's musk, right? And
mm-hmm.
the study was that they took T-shirts and they put the T-shirts. It was two different studies. They put the T-shirts in a jar so the woman could really smell the T-shirts, and they were all attracted to the one that they could smell the musk,
mm.
and that musk. Also, the smell that they smell, if you're ovulating at the same time and you're
mm-hmm.
smelling that strong smell from the male,
wow.
it becomes a sweet smell. So now mm. both of you guys are attracted to you. And it
wow.
is a type of innate instinct that's in human beings, right?
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Okay, we got some
yes.
more callers real quick. I'm going to have to grab. We do have about 20 minutes remaining on the show, and I do have to go over my show announcements because I do have some exciting lineups. PB and I will be co-hosting some powerful shows that I'd like for all of you to come back. Tomorrow night, we're going to do a Tupac tribute. Many of you know Tupac's birthday is June 16th, and he would have been 38 years old had he still lived today. Also on Wednesday, we're going to have CeCe Peniston come back and join us. And CeCe Peniston actually was with us last week. We have some technical difficulties with her show, and so we're bringing her back, all right, for a part two. So for those of you who missed it, be grateful because you're going to have a second opportunity on Brown Sugar Radio to, you know, get to hear Cece's hot new singles, as well as what she's been up to. And then on Thursday, we're going to have Montel Jordan, who will be joining us. That's going to be awesome. Montel's going to come back with his hot new singles, let us know what he's been up to as well. So we do have some really exciting things that are joining us. Oh, wow. Okay, the caller's hung up. You guys, I was going to grab you. I just wanted to do the show announcements real quick. So please call back in. I had a 214 and a 313. Please call back in to Brown Sugar Radio. I was just doing the show announcements briefly because I don't want to forget them, all right? So call back in, whoever the 214 number was and the 313, call back in to Brown Sugar Radio. Okay. All right. So with that said, now, Rael, you're speaking about this hormone that projects. And I think, you know, for a woman, one thing I do want to make clear is that with any type of sexual encounter, the last decision, in my opinion, and in my experiences,
yeah,
the woman has to say so, rather than not she's going to sleep with that man. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? The woman is the one. If a man approaches you and he wants to have sex, or he's with another woman or whatever, and you know he's married, or you know he's a dog, or whatever may be the case, and you decide to sleep with him, that is your cross that you have
That's
to
right.
carry and you have to deal with. You
That's
know what I'm
right.
saying?
And when
I'm not here to cast any stones or to preach, but I do know that what goes around comes around.
Absolutely.
All right?
When we use the term, when they use the term dogs,
okay.
For every dog, remember, for
As
every
day.
Dog, there's a cat.
Yes.
For
okay.
every dog, there's a cat.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. And so
like you said, you have the choice because the power lies in the woman. The male, I mean, unless it's rape, but the power lies in the woman. And you know, and yes, sometimes we have women that are just looking for codependent at that moment, looking for someone to love them at that moment, you know, and they're
okay.
not asking the right questions. And people are saying, well, I didn't know he was married. But you know, as an adult, you know that that should be the number one question to ask. So
Absolutely.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse. You are just as guilty as he.
Yep. That's right. Yeah, absolutely right, you know. And so that's something, you know, that is very important. One thing I would like to Wise wrote a comment here, and I want to go ahead and read what he said for those of you who may have mistakenly took what he said. He was just basically stating he did not mean to offend anyone and that, gosh, where did the comment go? The chat box is moving so fast. That he's not judging Miss Vanity. So I wanted to read your comment in the chat box in order to support what you were thinking and as well. So, but this has been a great topic. And I just have to say, overall, you know, with what the studies are saying, you know, rather it's true or not, women do cheat more than men and they just don't get caught. Or if men just have this, what I was told is that men just have it. They get bored quickly, you know. They get tired of being with the same woman, okay? And I kind of wanted to gather your thoughts on that real quick before we end the show.
Okay.
You know, do you feel that that's also another contribution as far as why men may cheat?
Well, I think if the boredom comes, I don't think that it's just on the woman. I think it's on the relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
I don't see men wanting to get married after sowing their oaks and say, you know, I want to get married so I can just destroy my marriage and I could
okay.
hurt my wife and I can hurt my kids. Now, the thing is that we do have men and now women, too, out there that just cheat on life. And
mm-hmm.
these are the things that we have to detect with our mates. What
mm-hmm.
kind of person are they? I mean, are they always talking about it? This guy is always talking about doing something, and you know it's against just the laws of nature. It's against law. It's against the society. Well, this person is just always cheating on life, period. Then, yes. He's going to do that. But when you find a man, or if you've seen shows and you've seen somebody cry, somebody that has remorse, that person is hurting knowing that they hurt their wife. Now,
right,
you know,
right.
to some men, a wife isn't just a wife, but it's also their best friend. So think about it just as a best friend that you have. When you do anything and you know it hurt your best friend, then you know it's going to hurt your wife. So men aren't walking around, or women, with the stone heart and could care less if they hurt you. If they realize and discover what they did, that it hurt their wife, and if they have remorse, you know that they really regret it and that it is something going on within their marriage and they should seek help because it could work, right?
Right, right, absolutely. Real quick, I want to say what's up to Jay Breezy and Donnie C for joining us in the chat room. I missed a couple of other listeners that kind of stepped in and out, but I certainly want to gain your opinions. I do see that we have a lot of new listeners tonight that I don't recognize, and I want to encourage you to come back this week. We normally air every Thursday, PB and I. However, this week, because of some schedule conflicts, we kind of had to change up some things. And tomorrow night, like I mentioned, we're going to have the Tupac tribute. Come back for that. Also, too, Wednesday, we'll have CeCe Peniston back. And then on Thursday, we're going to have Montel Jordan, all right? So definitely you want to keep it locked because we do have some exciting shows. Then on the 25th of June, which is going to be next Thursday, we're going to air a show which is a very, very interesting show, interesting topic. It's can you marry a man or a woman that makes less money than you do, all right? And so is this really a decade of true love? Does love even last anymore? I've heard many of my girlfriends say jokingly, I'm not marrying for love the next time. I'm going to marry for money. And, you know, you often wonder, okay, yeah, they laughing, but, you know, sometimes when you say things like that, you wonder if it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Just with a little bit of humor. So definitely, like I said, keep it locked. We're going to have some great show topics coming through. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of the callers that joined us tonight. I do want to apologize for the ones that hung up. I didn't get to you in time. You know, if you got to hit me in the chat room and let me know, Sugar, pick me up. I got to run or I got to go back in. I know a lot of you call in at work. And, you know, if you can't get to a computer to let me know, just try to call back in. You know, call back in, please, because I know a few of you actually step out to try to speak on Brown Sugar Radio, and I do appreciate that. Rael, go ahead. I know you also have a show on Blog Talk Radio, and you have some things going on with your relationships that you're coaching and mentoring. Let us know about some of the upcoming events that you have and different things you're taking place.
Well, in August, I'm going to be speaking at UCLA, and I'm Tavis Smiley's Youth to Leaders Relationship Coach, and I'm speaking right now on Body Language Monitor, and I'll be back in L.A. Thursday. And
okay.
I speak in different prisons. I give advice as a consultant relationship expert for movies as well. So if you're writing a film or if you're writing a play or even if you're writing songs and you just want some advice to, you know, try to be close to the real thing when you're doing that. That's about it. I'm a motivational speaker, and if you ever want to book me, you can call me at 323-571-3808. Or go to therelationshipcoach.net. And I also have three commercials out right now. You probably see them on TV1, BET, or something like that. And it's against teen dating abuse. We produced and direct three. My wife and I, we did some PSAs for Verizon and Urban League.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, you sure have a heck of a resume, that's for sure. you definitely got a whole lot going on, and I got to commend you.
I didn't want to say it all, so.
Okay. Hey, that's awesome.
The Prepare for Love show on Ustream, which we're fixing our website right now. My manager's team is fixing the website, so people can just go to the website and actually see the show there, and it's called the Prepare for Love show. And then we will also start our blog radio show, too, as well, which – which I'm hoping that you'll come on to as well and be a co-host as well.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Just tell me when.
Okay.
Let me know when, and we'll definitely have the close connection going and cross-promote for one another. And I just got to say that you have helped so many other listeners. You've gotten a lot of positive feedback, as you see there in the chat room. And like I said, for the callers we could not get to, we will definitely have to do this again because it's not just cheating. That's only a small aspect of a relationship. There's so much more to it, and definitely I'd like to have you back as we have more intense topics in regards to relationships. So once again, I want to say thank you so much, relationship coach Rael, for coming through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a great evening.
Okay, you too.
All right. And so that is it for tonight. I just got to say thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a wonderful show. Very, very different opinions. We've had opinions of both male and female, and I think that it's great. That's what I love Brown Sugar Radio for, is the fact that we have an open platform to voice our opinions and to debate and to have an open discussion. Now, I do see that PB's still holding here. PB, if you just call, if you're still just listening, let me know. Otherwise, did you have any final words or thoughts?
No. I enjoyed the show.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And PB, go ahead and shout out your website. PB does my graphics designs, and he created my beautiful flyers for all of the shows for Brown Sugar Radio. Go ahead and shout out your webpage or contact info if someone needs design.
Okay, good deal. Anybody looking for me, y'all can definitely go to my website. It's not fully launched yet. I'm working on getting it up. It's www.pbcreations.net. That's creations with a Z. Also, you can hit me on the Twitter, twitter.com/pbcreations. That's with a Z as well.
All right. That's what's up. So PB will be helping me co-host on the Wednesday show with CC Tennyson and Thursday with Montel Jordan. All the PB fans who was looking for him tonight, he'll be back on Wednesday. Goodness. All right. Thank you so much, PB.
All righty.
Okay, so it's a wrap for tonight. And like I said, tomorrow night, y'all keep it locked because we are going to do the Tupac Happy Birthday tribute. We'll have some of the artists that work with Tupac, some of the people that were in the music industry with him, actually knew him up close and personally, tomorrow night as we celebrate and we go over Tupac. So y'all keep it locked. And that's going to be a late night show. That's going to be at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, all right? So due to the nature of the topic and Sugar's busy schedule, that's why it's going to be late night. So if you can't join us live, certainly check out the archive segment. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night. You heard?
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip.
Breathtaking
topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip-hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with your girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time.